A new survey shows the Ketchikan Bay sea otter population has increased dramatically since 2002. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been paying close attention to the otters in recent years because hundreds in the area have died of a heart infection called valvular endocarditis. Biologists are still trying to figure out how the bacteria is infecting the otters. Verena Gill, a wildlife biologist for U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, conducted the recent population survey. She hasn't crunched the final numbers, but she can already tell the population has increased significantly.
So I think we can comfortably say that since 2002, in the count of 900, that the otters in Ketchikan Bay have doubled.
And what does this tell you? Overall, how healthy do you think the population is?
I think the population is extremely healthy. They're growing. And there's probably otters moving in because I don't think they can double in that time frame without some migration into the bay. We did live capture last year, August 2007, and the animals that we caught were extremely healthy. Lots of fat, obviously a lot of food. Big, healthy animals. We screened them for disease. They didn't appear to have any. So the animals that are coming in with this bacteria, it must be something that hits them pretty quickly because the population out there are healthy, happy otters in Ketchikan Bay.
And so all of this sounds quite positive. Do you still have concerns about the population?
Well, we don't have concerns about the number per se, but we're still concerned about what they are dying from. We're definitely concerned about how they're getting this bacteria and how it may affect the population in the future. So the number that are dying is not unusual. It's what they are dying from that appears to be unusual, and we don't know the source of that.
Do you have any new leads or ideas on what may be causing this disease?
Sure. We are looking at different possibilities. We've looked at contaminants. We've looked at flame retardants, which are pretty ubiquitous in the marine environment, and that does not seem to be a problem. There are flame retardant residue in otters, but not at extremely high levels. So we've looked at a variety of different factors, and one of the things that we're focusing in on right now is a virus that could be suppressing their immune system and allowing bacteria to flourish.
And so, with all those factors, how big is the concern about this illness with the population overall? Do you think that they're going to continue to gain, or is it too early to know that?
Well, I think our concern right now is one of the things we're focusing on is morbillivirus, is what it's called, focine canine morbillivirus, otherwise known as distemper. Many pet owners probably have heard of distemper because their dogs get vaccinated for it. Well, in Europe, several years ago, there was a huge die-off of gray seals and harbor seals from focine distemper, and we've never had it documented in the Pacific. And we have actually isolated focine distemper from sea otters in Ketchikan Bay, and so we are extremely concerned that this could adversely affect the population all over the state. I don't want to jump to any conclusions because it may not. They may just carry the virus, and this may be nothing to do with it. We're looking at if this virus is suppressing their immune system and allowing bacteria that may otherwise be in them to flourish.
What does this new count mean for the unusual mortality event designation?
Well, we're going to have to analyze our data a little bit more, look at the two distribution counts, analyze the numbers from the population count in May, and then look at the seven criteria there are to declare a UME and see if we still fit that criteria. One of them is an unusual amount of animals dying. We certainly don't appear to have that because normally you can expect about 10% of a population to die annually. So if you have 1,000 otters, you'd expect 100 to die each year. Even if the UME is no longer in operation, it doesn't mean we're going to stop the investigation. We're continuing the investigation and putting the same amount of effort into it.
Verena Gill is a wildlife biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Gill asks that the Seward Sea Life Center be notified if you find a dead or injured sea otter. More information and pictures are on our website, aprn.org.